We'll come back to the kingdom in just a little while.
So we have them both waiting for it. It was a challenge, eh?
Probably everybody in this room knows how important leaders are.
We are born to
Your country just had one of its great leaders.
Sorry.
Your country just had one of its great leaders.
Israel together in Amayama Holy Ababadegi.
Pass away. Nelson Mandela helped this country in many, many ways.
Why is that in Israel Mandela and Jenna Swanay?
Probably wouldn't be the country it is today without him. And it's always been that way. Leaders are always have always been important. Think back to the Old Testament. Remember the time when Solomon died. He had two people who were trying to rule the nation.
Babila abantu befuna ke ukubusa izwe.
Rehoboam and Jeroboam.
Jeroboam no Rehoboam.
You remember what happened with Jeroboam?
Yakubuthi neza ka Jeroboam.
He became the ruler of Israel, the northern tribes.
Waba yena muholi waphezulu ku-Israel.
And what happened to the northern tribes?
Yini yenza la futhi la kulebe esinye isizwe futhi?
They never served God again the way he wanted them to.
Abaphindanga bakhonza uNkulunkulu endlela akufanele bekhonze ngayo.
722,
Assyria
came and captured them, led them off, and they were never to exist anymore. Rehoboam wasn't so great either, just as a side note. But at least Judah had some good leaders that followed. And some of those leaders tried to get Israel to worship God the way God wanted them to.
Labo baholi bazama ukuthi ke uIsrael ukhonze uNkulunkulu ngendlela ekahle.
The point of all of that is the leader can make a huge difference.
Iphuza ukuthi ke umholi wenze umehluko omkhulu.
In how the people that follow that leader worships God.
Ukuthi ke lo mholi ke abantu abalandela lo mholi loyo ke banqeda kanjani ke bathukhoze uNkulunkulu.
We're going to talk today about leaders in the church.
Namtanya sizokhuluma ke ngabaholi ebandleni.
We call those elders.
Labo kuthiwa ke amalunga.
Specifically, we're going to talk about why the church needs elders as described in the Bible.
Zobheka sibone ukuthi ke yingani ke ibandla lidinga amalunga.
We're not going to talk about the qualifications of elders.
Singakhuluma ke noimpawuleko zamalunga.
But I'm going to look at why the church needs elders.
Kwenza bheka ukuthi ke yingani sibe sidinga sikhona ke ngebandla ukuthi ke sibe namalunga.
The first reason is the most fundamental.
Esoqala nje esibaleka kakhulu.
The church needs elders because God wants the church to have elders.
Siyawadinga phela amalunga ngoba uNkulunkulu vese ufuna abe khona amalunga ebandleni.
Look at Titus, the first chapter and verse 5.
Sibheke uThithu oqala uverse 5.
Paul is talking to Titus and giving him some instructions.
Uyakhuluma naye lapho kunikeza imiyalezo uPawulu.
He says in verse 5.
Uthi verse 5.
For this reason I left you in Crete.
Uthi ke ngakushiya eKrethe ngenxa yalokhu.
That you would set in order what remains.
Ukuba uhlele okusaseleleyo.
And appoint elders in every city as I directed you.
Umisa amalunga emizini yonke njengokuba ngaya ngakuyalo noma ngayayo.
Paul tells Titus that there was something that remained.
Uyamtshela ke uThithu ke khona into eyisele lapha yani Paulu.
Something that was lacking.
Khona into ingekho lapha yani.
Something that hadn't gotten done.
Into engakenziwa.
And that was to appoint elders in every city.
Kwakuthi ke amise ke amalunga ke emizini yonke lapho.
The church is lacking if it doesn't have elders.
Ibandla liyakudinga lokhu ngenako.
Titus was left there specifically to complete this task.
Lapha ke ekhethe ke washiywa khona ukuthi uThithu kube khona lokhu akumise lokhu.
It wasn't just to do it in this city and that one over there.
Kwazi konke ke akwenze le dolobha, akwenze le dolobha.
But he was to appoint elders in every city.
Kwakuthi ke bonke lapha ke akhethe khona.
Let's look at Acts 14:23.
Isenzo ke 14:23.
Paul was having a rough time up here in Acts 14.
O Paulo quer dizer mais lá para vocês.
In verse 19 of Acts 14, we'll start there.
So, cada vez que vocês olham 14,
but Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having won over the crowds,
kodwa kwafika abajuda bevela eAntiochia naseIconium.
They stoned Paul.
Bamkhanda uPaul ngamanje.
And dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead.
Bamhudulela ngaphandle komuzi bethu sefile.
So Paul is near death.
Nangu Paul ubhekene nokufa.
He appears to be dead.
Ubuhle umuntu sefile.
But look what happens just a few verses later.
Awubheke ukuthi nenza ukuthi amavesi kamanye akalandelayo.
When they, in verse 23.
Verse 23.
When they had appointed elders for them in every church.
Twake sebebakhethela amalunga amabandla ngamabandla.
Having prayed with fasting,
Bakhuleka bezila ukudla.
And committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
Babanikela enkosini esebekholwa yiyo.
That's how important appointing elders was to Paul.
Ilolu hlobo lokubeke ngakho ukuthi amalunga kuPaul.
Just shortly before being near the point of death.
Nangu lapha yena kade umteshayi wacishe wafa.
He goes on preaching.
Yaqhubeka yashumayela.
Strengthening souls.
Ekhona imphefumulo yabantu.
And appointing elders.
Ukhetha amalunga.
God wants churches to have elders.
UNkulunkulu yafuna ukuthi ke amabandla abe nawo amalunga kuyona.
That's the first and most important reason.
Yinto ke eqala ebaleka kakhulu.
There are some other reasons why the church needs elders. There are some needs that churches have that God wants attended.
Kunezidingo amabandla anazo uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi ke zilandelwe.
And I think that's captured somewhat by the different words that are used for the term elder.
Uyabona ngamagama asenyiswayo ukubizwa umuntu oyedwa ilunga.
Let's look at Acts the 20th chapter.
Speaker is verse 28.
Acts 20.
We're going
to start in verse 17.
So,
Kala
verse 17. So Paul's
on his journey.
Now,
and in verse 17, it tells us.
Verse 17, it tells us.
From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, you yourselves know, from the first day that I set foot in Asia, I was with you the whole time.
Okay, niyazi nina ukuthi kusele usuku lokuqala engafika ngalo eAsia.
Serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials which came upon me through the plots of the Jews.
Asiye nganginjani isikhathi zonke nginani ngikhoza enkosini ngakho konke ukuthobeka.
And he goes on to talk about how he was with them and what he did with them.
Ya qhubeka abatshethi ke wayenjani enginabo yini wayenza kanye nabo.
And drop down to verse 25.
Na 25 ke manje.
He says, and now behold, I know that all of you.
Kaloku bhekani ngiyazi ukuthi.
Among whom I went about preaching the kingdom.
Nasekubona ubuso bami nina nonke. Ubuso bami nina nonke.
Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men.
Engahamba phakathi kwenu ngishumayela umbuso. Ngakho ke
ngakho
ke ngiyafakaza kuye ngalolu suku namuhla ngithi nginacala egazini labo bonke.
Now listen to the warning in verse 28.
28 ke ubheke uthini ke manje.
Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock.
Sikapheleni niya nomhlambi wonke.
Among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
Anibeke kumoya ongcwele ukuba nibe ngababonisi.
To shepherd the church of God.
Bokwalusa ibandla kaNkulunkulu.
Which he purchased with his own blood.
This is lelona ngegazi lakhe.
I know that after my departure savage wolves will come in among you.
Mina ngiyazi ukuthi emva kokumuka kwami kuza kungena kini izimpisi.
Not sparing the flock.
Ezihayela umhlaba.
And from among your own selves men will arise speaking perverse things.
Naphakathi kwenu kuzakuvuka amadoda akhuluma okudukisayo.
To draw away the disciples after them.
Ahunga abafundi kubalandele.
Therefore be on the alert.
Ngakho lindani nikhumbule.
Remember the night and day for a period of 3 years I did not cease to admonish each one with ukuthi ngeminyaka emithathu ubusuku nemina ngiyekanga kuniluleka nonke ngabanye ngezinyembezi. Kalokhu sengiyanibekela enkosini nasezwini lomusa wayo, yona enamandla okwakha nowabafela nowababela ifa phakathi kwabo bonke abangcwelisiweyo. Magama asenziweyo kula mavesi.
In verse 17.
Evesini ka 17.
He sent Ephesus and called the elders to him.
Wa Ephesus wakhetha kwabiza namalungu.
In verse 28.
Ku verse 28.
He says, the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
Uthi ke umoya ongcwele nenze nibe ngababonisi.
To shepherd the flock of God.
Kwalusa ibandla kaNkulunkulu nina.
Elders,
amalunga,
overseers,
babonisi,
shepherds,
abelusi.
All mean the same thing.
Lawo magama amathathu asho into eyodwa.
He's talking to the same group of men.
Ukhuluma amaqoqweni abantu elilodwa lamadoda.
Three different words that we hear sometimes today, all for that same purpose.
Sise magama amathathu aseniswayo entweni eyodwa.
Why does he use three different words?
Yingani sizamagama lawa kamahlweneyo na?
I think because it shows three different needs that the church has and three different functions that these men have.
Ukhombisa ke ukuthi ke unizinto ezintathu emezulu lamadoda lawa futhi ezintathu edingwa yibandla ngalamadoda lawa.
Look at these words.
Sawabheka la magama abizwa ngawo labantu.
We're going to find out two different things about each word of them.
Sizothola ukubili mhlawumbe ngegama, ngiyakhona.
One, we're going to find out what God wants these men to be doing.
So, first, told to get in the eye now, quickly, I'm going to die.
What the church needs these men to be doing.
And we're going to
see a little bit about how the world has abused these words.
And we're going to
focus on that, but you'll see. But we're not going to focus on that, but you'll see. The first word in my translation is elder.
Look, Carla, I'm going to get a look.
This is from the Greek word presbyteros.
It's where it's Greek in about to get a presbyteros.
You might recognize it from one of the religions that we see in the world today.
It's the same root word that the Presbyterian church
uses. The same root word that the Presbyterian church uses. In the Bible, it means mostly a person who is older.
Bible lisho ukuthi umuntu osekhulile noma umuntu omdala.
In Philemon verse 9.
Ku Philemon ke verse 9 lapha. Actually ku Philemon kalula nganyana nje.
It says, yet for love's sake I render appeal to you. Since I am such a person as Paul the aged.
Chapter.
Philemon verse 9.
Only one chapter.
No.
When Paul calls himself the aged, he's using the same root word as being older.
Sesi gama elifanayo lapha ke uPaul ke lo mthetho semdala.
It can also be a relative term. Let's look at Luke the 15th chapter, the story of the prodigal son.
Lapho Luke 15 sibheke indodana yolahleko.
In Luke 15 and verse 25.
Luke 15 verse 25.
It says now his older son was in the field.
15:25.
Talking about the older son of the prodigal son. Again, the same root word as we have for elder.
Acts 20.
Why does the Bible use the word older as one of the terms for an elder?
Yingani iBhayibheli isebenzisa igama lelungu njengegama lomuntu omfanele bomuntu omdala?
Because an elder, what goes along with being older?
Lokhu kuyahambisanayo nokuthi ke umuntu sekhulile.
Hopefully,
siyathemba.
Someone who has some wisdom.
Omunye ohlakaniphi.
Someone who is matured.
Usekhulile.
Someone who has gone through many experiences in life.
Umuntu lomsebenzi eziningi empilweni yakhe.
Someone who is not a new convert, as one of the qualifications tells us.
Umuntu onake ongamusha ekukhulweni.
One who is able to deal with things because he's seen a lot in his life already.
Umuntu okwaziyo ukubhekana nezimo noma nezinto bake impilo yakhe isekubona izinto eziningi esayephila.
So what does the church need?
Idinga iningi ibandla.
It needs wisdom.
Idinga ukuhlakanipha.
And maturity.
Nokukhula.
To help it go the right direction.
Kuze lihambe ke ngendlela ekahle.
James, the first chapter.
Jakobe oqala.
Tells us about wisdom.
Yasitshela ngokuhlakanipha.
Verse 5 of James 1. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
Uma ke kukhona kini oswele ukuhlakanipha, makacele kuNkulunkulu.
Who gives to all generously and without reproach.
Ubapha bonke ngobuhle engajakati.
And it will be given to
him. Khona uyakuphiwa.
We're all supposed to be striving after wisdom.
Wonke umuntu ke kufanele afune ukuhlakanipha.
We should all be asking God in our prayers for wisdom.
Kumele sicele uNkulunkulu masithandaza sicele ukuhlakanipha.
It is a characteristic that is valued as we try to live God's way.
Ilezi impawuleko ezibaleke kakhulu sazama phile impilo kaNkulunkulu.
And elders have a responsibility to help lead the church in a way that is wise.
Imalunga ke lawo bantu abadikte basize ibandla enqumeni ezintweni ehlakaniphileyo. Ibandla labadinga lobo bantu lawo.
Let's look at the second word that's used in Acts 20.
Asibheke igama phela esenziwe ezamsenzo 20.
Is the word overseer.
Umbonisi.
It's from the Greek word episkopos.
Swa igama lesingisi lesi Roman or Greek. Greek words. Yeah, so it's a gamis Greek ke.
And you may recognize that there is a religion in the world called Episcopalian.
So kule nkolo ke lafana ke ezweni ke igama leli engabazama kulisho. OPM no E phakathi lo gama
le.
Alula lo gama tike lishoke kahle.
The word is also translated in some translations as the word bishop.
Enye igama lele futhi ibiwe ithiwa amabishop.
So when you hear churches that have bishops, they're taking it from this word that we most commonly use is overseer.
Enye igama le mabishop ke igama esuka le igama ethiwa ababonisi ke khale siningi.
So let me tell you what it means.
As it there about bishop
again. It's not a man who has great power over multiple churches.
I said now umuntu namadla amakhulu phezu kwamanye amabandla.
That probably is very different from that.
Kuhle kakhulu kuloko.
It means one who looks upon, considers and has regard for.
Lo muntu ke obhekayo aqaphele onalonto leya ibhekileyo anothandolwayo ayinakelela kakhulu lonto leyo.
Is concerned for and cares for someone.
Unendaba uya lo muntu uyamnakekela nendaba nomuntu sosho njalo.
It isn't a position of ruling. It's not a position of lordship.
Akusiko lapho uthi ke uyinkosi akusiko lapho uthi ke uya wena uphethe.
This is the word that means to care for, to be regarded for, to look out over the flock.
Ukuthi uyanaka, uyanakekela, ubekile, uthi kuhamba kanjani lo bantu okubona.
Let's look at a couple of the verses will help us understand this.
Ake sibheke ama verse asiza ke bakithi.
Let's look at Luke 7 and verse 16.
Well, Luke 7 verse 16.
Luke
7
and verse
16. Luke 7 and verse 16.
Okay, I'm okay. It's two different verses, two different translations. Take your patience here for a second. Luke 7 verse 16.
Fear gripped
them all. And they began glorifying God, saying, a great prophet has arisen among us. And God has visited his people. In the English Standard Version it says, God has come to help his people. That word to help, or in the American standard, visit, is the word, the same root as this word oversee.
Jesus
is coming to help the people.
The
Bible says in Acts 15, verse 13. Paul and Barnabas are reporting on their work here in the church, to the church of Jerusalem. In verse 13 of Acts 15,
it
says, after they had stopped speaking, James answered, saying, brother, listen to me.
Jacobe watata wathi madoda bazalwane ngilaleleni.
Simeon has related how God first concerned himself about taking from among the Gentiles a people for his name.
Simeon eselandile ngokuhlela kwaNkulunkulu ekuqaleni kuba athathele igama lakhe isizwe kuba bezizwe.
English Standard Version says how God first showed his concern. That phrase is again from the word, same word we use overseer.
Loko kutsiwe egameni ke sikhuluma ngayo njengamanje igama ethiwa umbonisi.
God
Nkulunkulu
overseeing the people by allowing the Gentiles to become Christians.
Wayebonisa abantu ukuthi avumele abezizwe babe ngamaKristu.
He was concerned. He showed concern for them by having the gospel preached to them.
Wayekhombisa ukuba ubazwele ukubanakekela ukuthi ke ibhangela ishunyela lokubona. Lapho ke umbonisi ke unendaba nalabo bantu ke osuku ukubona uhleli nabo. Ibandla yadinga abantu ezobayibona benakekela benendaba nomunye nomunye wethu.
God has decided there's a group of men who need to show the leadership in that concern and in guiding them towards the truth.
Now,
Paul and Barnabas are reporting on their work here in the church. Let's look at the third word used for
elder.
Back in Acts 20, it's translated as shepherd.
This
Greek word comes from the Greek word poimen.
This word comes from the Greek word
and it means
amen.
Just what you think it means. This one's the easy one. To shepherd means to shepherd. It comes from people who are dealing with sheep.
This word kubantu ayibonabanaka izimvu.
I didn't see a lot of sheep driving around your countryside. I saw a lot of
goats.
But I had the opportunity to visit Scotland a few years ago, and they have a lot of sheep in Scotland. I don't have a lot of first-hand knowledge of what it means to be a shepherd of sheep. But luckily, there are people out there who write about sheep and what they do and how shepherds help them.
Kunabantu abakhona lapha yena abakwazi basixoxe ukuthi ke benzani abelusi yini umsebenzi wabo kanti belusa lapha yena. So khuluma ngemzuzwane ngalokho ke ushuthini kwelusi.
But a couple of things that you should know about this word.
Kodwa naye definitely uyazi ngaleli gama leli.
It is sometimes translated pastor.
Kusesikhathi ke kuthiwa ke upastor.
And we use that word sometimes in American at least to say a pastoral setting.
Angazi ukuthini bakethi bathi njobe libekile pastor kanjalo nje njobe libekiwe ngikwazi ukutolika ngomageko.
That's okay. It means a nice serene setting where sheep would lie down and there'd be waters. Very pleasant, nice place.
Jesus calls himself
the good shepherd.
uJesu ke uyibiza ke ngomelusi ke omuhle.
In John 10 and verse 11.
John 10 verse 11.
He's also called the great shepherd in Hebrews 13 and verse 20.
My Hebrews 13 verse 20, umelusi futhi
omkhulu.
All right.
But why does Paul use that word to refer to elders?
Yingani ke uPaul siseyo gama lelo ke elibike kumalunga na?
I think it's because those people in that time
yingoba labo bantu ngaleso sikhathi leso
knew exactly what it meant to be a shepherd to sheep.
Babaza hlamhlobuthi usho ukuthini bakithi ke uba umalusi kwezimvu.
Here's what I've learned about sheep in my reading.
Nakho ke engiyitholileyo ngezimvu efundeni kwami.
They're not very smart.
Izimvu ayihlakaniphile.
They have a tendency to wander off.
Ziyake ziduke ekhathi esiningi.
They sometimes can't find water when it's only a few feet away from them.
They dwelo ngamanzi lapho amanzi seduze kwazi ngawaboni amanzi angakuphi.
When they eat, they'll graze right down to the nub.
Uma ke zidla zona zidla ngempela kucaca phansi la khona.
And ignore another pasture just a little ways away that has plenty of food in it.
Zidla bishindawo eningi ngokudla okuningi abe zidla khona.
They have a hard time taking care of themselves.
Zidla ezingayinaki.
I read that if they fall over, they often can't get up.
Hey, man, ngisho phana bishilike sawa, akulula ukuvuka kusona. Imvu leya mayiwi.
And they really don't have any defense mechanisms, so they're easy prey.
Futhi azikwazi ukuzivikela mayihlaselwa, kuze kubelwe kuzona mayihlaselwa into ethizeni ke izibaba azikwazi ukuyivikela.
We hear about wolves coming in.
Siyakhuluma ngeimpisi ifika.
They're easy prey for wolves.
Iimpisi ke zayizibambele zimokeka lapha na izimvu.
And they will follow another sheep.
Bese zilandela enye imvu.
Without any thought about where it's going.
Ngaphandle kokuqaphela nokubheka ucabanga ukuthi ngabe iyaphi lo mvu leyo.
I read an account of one person who dealt with sheep.
Ngeke afuna ngomuntu othizeni ke obenaka izimvu.
And he said they would have a sheep they called a Judas sheep.
Kunemvu ke kuthiwa ke uJudas sheep, imvu ke ebizwa ngalo gama leyo.
And it was the sheep that led the other sheep to slaughter.
Ukuthi ke ihambisa lezimvu le to slaughter ukuthi ihambe ke zo.
So they'd set this first sheep and he'd be going along and lead them into the pen where they're going to be slaughtered, and right before they got to the place they had a trap door that opened.
Ukuthi ke ngathi hamba lapha nizofika hlatshwe khona ke ba ihole mase ifika lapho siyavuleka le mgodi lowo ovulekayo.
And the Judas sheep would drop down.
Ukuthi lene phambili ke uJudas bese iyawa ke yona.
And the trap door doors would close.
Bese ke ivaleka ke ilokuzana ngaphansi.
All the other sheep were already trapped in the place where they would be slaughtered.
Bese kuthi lezi zilandelayo ke zonke zibanjwe noqhaka ke lowo ke manje ke zona.
And then they'd use that Judas sheep to do it again the next time it was time to slaughter sheep.
Uphinde futhi leyo mvu leyo isetshenziswe futhi ukuthi emakufune ehlatshwa ezinye futhi ke ihole phambili.
Wonder why it's called the Judas sheep.
Yes, even modern day shepherds go back to
the Bible to find out what to call their sheep.
Na manje abalusi bayibe eBhayibhelini bobheka ukuthi izimvu zabo bayibiza ngokuthini.
So what does the flock of shepherds mean?
Kusho ukuthini ke kanti ke ukwalusa izimvu?
They help in correction.
Yabanceda ukubalawula kahle.
In care.
Ukubanakekela.
In nourishment.
Ukubondla.
And protection from danger.
Ubavikela ezingozini.
Does that sound like anything you know?
Kwinto yaziyo le.
Does that sound like a church?
Yibandla.
We're smarter than the sheep.
Ezihlaniphile nake kunezimvu.
We have the same needs they have.
Kodwa ke idingo zethu ziyafana ngamashini nalazo abanazo.
Because what's around us?
Ngoku kusiqaphileyo ukuthi ngaphakathi duze
kwethu
kunabantu nempisi lapha yani bazama zozama zibambe wena zibambe mina futhi. Kwesinye isikhathi njengezimvu lesingahlakaniphile bese ke siyabalandela. Angithandi ukusho ukuthi ke awubheke ke eduze kwakho.
Christians have gone off following false leaders many, many times. And it didn't start in 2013. When did it start? What was Paul talking to them about in Acts
20?
He told the elders at the church of Ephesus that false teachers were going to arise from their own number. It didn't take any longer than for the church to be established.
Than
for the church to have need.
It
didn't start in 2013. It's been that way for nearly 2,000 years. The church has need of people to shepherd
the
flock.
So,
the second thing
about
the fact that we have God wanting the church to have elders. We have the fact that there were specific needs of the church to be met through elders. It was to have wisdom, maturity, church. Do people want the fan off?
I just pray that I can get in Ghana. I can't spell it. I'm just kissing it. I'm just crying.
I think people are cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cold. The church needs men to help have wisdom and maturity to lead the church. To care for and be concerned about. And to lead them in the proper direction, to feed them and to shepherd them, to care for them.
Bahole ibandla linakele ibandla londa ibandla ngendlela ekahle.
I think there's one more reason why the church needs elders. And that is the church needs men to be good examples for the rest of the people there.
Ukuthi ke vese ibandla dinga amadoda ezibonene.
Let's look at 1 Timothy, please.
Asibheke uTimothy wokuqala.
The third chapter in verse 1.
Timothy wokuqala, sasibheke sesithathu, verse 1.
We're going to look at two verses, this one and then one in Peter.
So, bheka leli verse leli nenyingale ku Peter.
1 Timothy 3 and verse 1 says, it is a trustworthy statement. If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do. Now let's look at 1 Peter 5.
5.
Tells us about Paul exhorting the elders there. He put some restrictions on them about how to rule. In verse 3, he says,
verse 3,
if any man aspires to the office of overseer, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock. So we have a couple of ideas in these two passages. Number one, it's okay to aspire to be an elder. If you're a young man here, a middle-aged man, or an older man, you should want to be an elder someday. And that means learning about the Bible. Living a life that that is the right kind of life.
Uzophila impilo elungileyo.
Showing concern and care for your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.
Uzokhombisa ukuthi uyabanakekela odadewenu nabafowenu kuKristu.
And by doing that,
ngokwenza lokho ke,
you're going to be a great example to the others around you.
Uzoba isibonelo ke futhi ke sihle kulabo abasondelene nawe.
People are going to see you and look up to you.
Abantu bazokubona bafisa ukufana nawe.
You're going to be a great example. Peter tells us that we as elders should be an example to the flock.
Thina njengamalunga kumele sibe izibonelo ezinhle, manje izibonelo kuphi na kumhlambi lo siwalusayo.
I think that's part of the work of being a shepherd.
Omunye umsebenzi lo wokuba yilunga.
Why the term shepherd is used too.
Uthi ngani igama ethi ke umalusi ihlenyiswa futhi.
It's the sheep follow the shepherd.
Ukuthi ke izimvu zandela umelusi wazo.
They know he cares for them.
Ziyazi uyayinakekela.
Feeds them.
Uzipha ukudla.
Gives them water.
Banikela amanzi.
Helps them when they fall over.
Uma ziwa uyayinceda ukuthi zikwazi ukuhamba futhi.
They gladly follow the shepherd.
Bese zilandela ngokuthokoza ke emva kwalokho lona ozalusileyo.
The second thing about it is it's a good work.
Okwesibili uthi ke umsebenzi omuhle.
You know, the person described in the qualifications of 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1 isn't much different than those characteristics that a Christian is supposed to have.
Lezimpawu ebekwelana kuTimothy oqala nakuThithu azihlukile impawu nephi ngathi umKristu abe nazo.
And as it just said, really any person with those characteristics will be an example to his brothers and sisters in Christ.
Jose ngishithi ke noma ubani ephakathi kwethu nezimpawu lezo yobe sibona lesi isibonelo ke kodadewethu nobhuti bethu ebandleni.
And I might take a little side street here.
Mhlawumbe ka tata ke
does that work well in Zoom? Sure.
Okay.
I think even though the Bible doesn't talk about it, I would think it's implied that it's good to aspire to be the wife of an elder.
Bakithi ngisho ke na ufuna ukufiseke kuba ke inkosikazi yelunga kukhulunywa nane bosisike ngikufisa lokho.
You would be a great example.
You are especially sihle kulabo ke besifazana ba ngonta ngayini.
And young women need examples to follow from older women.
Labo obesifazana sebancane badinga izibonelo futhi ke ezinhle kumama.
Yes. In America, I don't think it's much different than in South Africa.
Angazi makhlukileni kodwa ke eMelika khona ke.
It's a challenging time for young people.
Kunenselelo enkulu kubantu abasha khona.
One of the best things we can do in the church.
Into singayenza ebandleni thina lapha.
Is provide examples of how to stay true to Christ.
Ukuthi ke njalo sikhumbuzane ukuthi ke kuba kangakanani ohlale uqinisekile kuKristu.
And elders and their wives do that.
Amalunga namakhosazi awu amalunga umsebenzi wawo lo.
The church needs that.
Ibadla kudinga lokho.
So we have three reasons why I think.
Sintathi zathu ecabanga ukuthi ke
the church needs help.
Yingani sidinga amalunga ebandleni?
Number 1,
oqala
God wants the church to have elders.
UNkulunkulu yafuna noma yafisa kibe khona amalunga ebandleni.
And really we don't need much else, do we?
Akukho besakwenza.
All those other things I said.
Zonke ngikushilayo.
There's fluff after the first reason.
Kulandela ke isizathu sokuqala konke ngikushilayo ngaphambi emva kwalokho.
God wants the church to have elders. We ought to try and have elders.
Uma ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu ufisa sibe namalunga ebandleni ke kumele sizame ukuthi sibe namalunga ebandleni.
But God knew that the church would have needs.
Futhi wayazi ukuthi ke ibandla lizoba nezidingo.
It knew that there would be people who would come in and try to overtake them. False teachers.
Uyazi futhi mawayazi kuyofika abantu abafundisi bamanga bafuna ukwathatha lo mhlambi lo.
It knew that members would have struggles themselves.
Uyazi futhi ukuthi amalungu uqobo lwawo azoba nezinkinga futhi engakwazi ukuhamba kahle.
It knows that we need nourishment from God's word.
Uyazi futhi ukuthi sidinga ukuthi sondliwe ke amazwi kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
So God has given us an organization where we have men as elders to help them.
Ngakho uNkulunkulu sinikeza ke ukuhleleka okunjalo ukuthi ke kube khona abantu ke eyimene sibhekana nazo kube abantu abakwazi ukuthi basincede basisize.
Men with wisdom and maturity.
Bantu abanokuhlakanipha nokukhula.
Who can be good examples to the other
Christians. Abazobe zibonela esihle kwamanye amaKristu.
And with those kind of men.
ngalomata
that stay strong
lawo sasibalileyo ke ibantu oqini
and members can stay true to the word of God
na malunga futhi akholeke emazwi kaNkulu.
Thank you very much.
Siyabonga.